It's so nice to be talking to Diane Merriam of the YPAC, which is the Washington International Piano Artists Competition. Normally we talk about every year, but we couldn't do it last year because of that pesky pandemic. Diane, so good to be talking to you from your home. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, it's wonderful to get a chance to talk about my favorite organization here. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary and our 18th piano arts competition here.
Now, you had to cancel one last year because of the pandemic. But I have heard some of these pianists perform. You have sent me recordings, which we have aired here on WBJC. And even though these are actually amateur pianists, they don't sound like amateurs one bit.
No. I think a lot of these people had a very heart-wrenching decisions to make, because I think many of them went into other fields for practical reasons, although they're good enough to be. Many of them, not all, meant to be professional musicians.
I know from last time I saw, there were some that were in science as researchers. Some were one was a dentist, I believe. They come from all over the country too, right?
And all over the world. This is an international competition. Now, I'm not sure that we're going to get as many people from around the world this year, but we felt that was better just to go ahead with this, because we are the second longest running competition in the world of this type.
Well, let's quickly get a rundown of the activities. The preliminary rounds are July 29th and 30th, right?
Preliminary and semifinals are on the 31st, and they're all held at the Arts Club of Washington, D.C. It's a building that was once the home of James Monroe, a president of the United States V.
And it's located on I Street, is that right?
I Street. It's not far from the White House, because Pennsylvania Avenue goes up at a diagonal very close to it.
All right, so that's, and what about the, then you have the final rounds. That will be taking place at the Cosmos Club?
That's right, Massachusetts Avenue, 2021 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest. If you've never had a chance to get to the Cosmos Club, because you either have to be a member or belong to an organization that that holds an event there, it by itself, it is worth seeing, because there have been presidents and Supreme Court judges and all kinds of people who have been members. It's a fantastic facility, and we have, of course, the final round is the one that you really need to hear, because we have like six people who are probably equally good, and it just tends to be who plays best that day. So,
and people can come to attend the final round. They can come for final round and cocktails, or for cocktails and dinner, or the whole shebang, right?
The whole shebang, and I highly recommend the whole shebang.
Sure.
Because you get to talk this way, to the players. You even sometimes get to talk to the judges, not until after they're finished judging.
Of course, of course.
But, you make the rounds and you talk to people. Who do you think who you think it should be the winner? And there are a couple discretionary awards, one of which is the audience award, which we take a vote on. So,
oh, how nice.
That's a lot of fun. And what you get a chance to do is, especially if you're people like me, or like many of others who've studied sometime or other, you sometimes hear these people play something that you've studied, and it's a thrill to hear what it's supposed to sound like.
All right, so for more information on the entire, all the activities and costs and everything else, the website is www.wipac.org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And a phone number. What's a good phone number, Diane?
It says 703-728-7766. That's the home of our co-founders, Chateau and John Gardecki.
Okay.
And John Gardecki was a piano student in Baltimore years and years ago when I was, and that's how I knew about this. They've done a wonderful job with this.
All right. Well, Diane, thanks very much. My guest, Diane Merriam, with the Washington International Piano Artists Competition, taking place July 28th through August 1st. Diane, thanks so much for talking to me, and good luck with the competition and all the activities.
Well, thank you very much, and it's wonderful to get a chance to talk about it.